Okay, today's shiur, yes, I know. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. Howard Shulman, L'Zecher Nishmas, Michael Ben Tzvi, the Neshama Shel Aben Eliyah, and we thank Dr. Shulman very much for the sponsorship. I believe he's in Eretz Yisrael today. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So we left off on the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We got actually to the two dots. normally I start with what today's daf is going to talk about. Not entirely sure yet, but we're gonna go back to we're at two dots, so we're gonna go back to a phrase in the Mishnah. While we spent all of this time for the last three dapim, discussing the parallel to Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, we have not yet really discussed what the purpose of Mafrishin Kohen Gadol is, meaning we discuss Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, where we learn it from, and we discuss where else we have the idea of Mafrishin Kohen, of designating a Kohen for 7 days in advance, and we discussed by Parah that we have the same thing, and whether it comes from Elul, whether it comes from Har Sinai, and that led us into all sorts of interesting discussions about Har Sinai, I'm about the Miluim, but we never really discussed the purpose of it. So we left off at the two dots. There's a lot to say on the Gemara that we got to before the two dots, but let's just work on this upcoming Gemara. So Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. So says Gemara, Lama Mafrishin, why would we be Mafrish the Kohen Gadol? So says Gemara, Lama Mafrishin, Kidakaminan. What do you mean, why would we be Mafrish the Kohen Gadol? We just went through all this Gemara discussing. Ila Rabbi Yochanan Kidislay, Ila Reish Lakish Kidislay. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, why would we do it? Because the Pasuk says that you do it by the Miluim refers to the idea that we're Mafresh the Kohen Gadol by Yom Kippur as well. It says L'chaper, so L'chaper is the reason that we're Mafresh the Kohen Gadol. And if you want to say like Reish Lakish said, well, Reish Lakish told us why we're Mafresh the Kohen Gadol, because by Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu needed 6 days of preparation before he encounters the Shechina. So we need 6 days of preparation before we encounter the Shechina. So each one is Kidei Islay. Each one has the reason that we just said. So says Marna Hachikamar, Mi Beso Lama Piresh. We understand that we need him to be designated in advance, that we need him to be removed in advance. But why Dafka Mi Beso? Why does he have to be separated from his wife? Now, L'chora, that's a little bit of a strange question, according to Reish Lakish. Meaning, according to Reish Lakish, remember what the drasha was by Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish learned it from Har Sinai, except by Har Sinai the pasuk said that we're mafreshim for 6 days. Doesn't say that we're mafreshim for 7 days. So he said the Gemara had asked, well, where does day seven come from? We only know that we're mafreshim for 6 days, not that we're mafreshim for 7 days. So the Gemara said, oh no, we're mafreshim for 7 days because just in case he's bo'al nida, just in case he becomes tameh from his wife. If his wife, that was the Gemara at the very top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the words were l'tumas beso. If he sleeps with his wife and she sees dam while they're having bia, which is something that's possible, that it used to be that There's a concern that in the times of the Gemara, when a woman would become a nida, they would have what's called a hargasha. There would be some sort of overwhelming sensation that she would feel. So she has some sort of overwhelming sensation. She has this hargasha, and then she looks and she sees that there's dam, and it happened during the bia. So it turns out that it was bo'al nida. Now it's not his fault, but we're not talking about what type of onesh she gets or what. There are halachas of what to do if in the middle of tashmish a woman becomes a nida. He has to wait to leave her mace and then pull out because he can't get any hanas tashmish. But so it doesn't matter whether it's his fault or not. In terms of tuma, he still has the status of a bo'al nida. So if he's going to have the status of a bo'al nida, he's going to be tameh for 7 days. So we said that's why we add the seventh day, because we might as well cover the bo'al nida concern as well. So it is a little. So obviously the whole point then for 7 days is going to be to keep him away, from his wife. So it seems like a little bit of a funny question. Mi beso lama pirish. If you look at Rashi, Mi beso lama pirish, me ishto lama pirish, tavo ishto imo sham. Let his wife come with him there to the Beis Hamikdash. Sharei al karchach lishchas parhedrin lo haisa kedusha, shein yeshiva bazar el malchei Beis David, kol shkein shchiva. So he says, because after all, it's pashut that the lishchas parhedrin didn't have any kedusha, kedushas ha'azara, didn't have the kedusha of the azara of the Beis Hamikdash. How do we know? Because if it had the kedusha of the azara of the Beis Hamikdash, not only would he not be allowed to live there for an entire week, he wouldn't even be allowed to sit there for a minute. The halacha is that in yeshiva ba'azara, elul malchus beis David bilvad, only malchus beis David is allowed to sit in the azara. So from the very fact that the Kohen Gadol lived there for a week, obviously we're dealing with a place that doesn't have any Kedusha Sazara. So why not have his wife be there as well? After all, you're not risking giving up any Kedusha. Now, if you look at Tosos, Mi Beso Lama Piresh, so he quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Tava Wishta Imosham, Shai Al Korchach Lishchas Parhedrin, Shai Al Korchach Lohaisa Kedusha, Shain Yeshiva Bazara, Kolshkin Shiva, and certainly you wouldn't be allowed to lie down there, you wouldn't be allowed to sleep there. The Kashalan says Tosos, wait a second, what kind of Kasha is that the Gemara is asking? Nihidalo Kadisha Kedusha Sazara. The halacha is there are eser kedushas. The Mishnah tells us that there's not just a kedusha azara or no kedusha at all. For instance, the kodesh hakadoshim is much more kadosh than the azara itself. And there are things, there's kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has certain kedusha. Yerushalayim has certain kedusha. So there are other levels of kedusha. So right outside the azara, what status of kedusha is there right outside the azara? Granted, it doesn't have kedusha azara, but what it does have is Kedushas Har Habayis. So says Tosos, I understand that you're going to tell me it doesn't have Kedushas Hazara, but Mikol Makom Kar Habayis Haisa, Damirin Perek Paras Chatos, the Kol Har Habayis, Machna Leviyahu, it certainly had Kedushas Har Habayis, Ubal Keri Eino Rashi Likanis B'Machna Leviyah. But wait a second, something that has Kedushas Har Habayis, Ubal Keri is not allowed in a place that has Kedushas Har Habayis. Damirin Psachim Perek Eil Dvarim, Zav V'Kol Zav L'Rabos, Bal Keri, that it comes to include even a Bal Keri. Not only is a Zav not allowed in Har Habayis, a Bal Keri is not allowed in Har Habayis. Those who go visit Har Habayis nowadays go to the mikveh first, because a Tumas Bal Keri is easy to get around. Tumas Bal Keri, you just go to the mikveh and you avoid Tumas Bal Keri. El yesh lefarish mi beisa lome piresh, havelon lemeimer sheyafrishuhu lemechila achas b'Har Habayis, tamirin periketz atzolin, de mechilos lo neskachu. So what we're asking is, mi beisa lome piresh, we're not asking why doesn't his wife come with him to the Lishkas Parhedrin, to the place where he actually goes for that week. That is not the question of the Gemara, says Tosos. The question of the Gemara is why doesn't his wife come with him to a different spot? I mean, why do they dafka have to go to that location? Who said that that location is so critical that they dafka have to go to that location? So that's the Gemara's real question, that they could have gone to a different spot, to the mechilos. The mechilos are the tunnels underneath the Har Habayis. And had they gone there, then there wouldn't be any kedushas Har Habayis, and that would have worked out. That would have worked out fine. So why do they have to go to specifically this location? Now, this idea that Har Habayis has kedusha, Bal Keri is not allowed to be there. This obviously was very critical when they were trying to figure out the halacha of the Kosol HaMa'aravi, when they had to figure. There was a machlokas years ago, many years ago, which wall we're looking at when we have the Kosol Ma'aravi. Is that a wall of the Azara, or is it a wall of the Har Habayis with significant nafkaminas? If it's a wall of the Azara, then going to the Kotel Plaza, to the area in front of the Kotel, is probably Har Habayis. So if it's Har Habayis, then one would need to take all of the precautions that one would have to take in terms of going in Har Habayis, which means that a Bal Keri and a Zav is not allowed to go there. So the whole machlokas we have nowadays, whether a person is allowed to go up on Har Habayis, would have applied to going to the Kotel Plaza itself, and you would have to take care of all the potential tumah issues. The only difference would be that nowadays, when we have this machlokas, whether one can go onto Har Habayis or not, one of the concerns is that when you start roaming around Har Habayis, you may go beyond, since there's no clear marker, there's no giant wall that blocks you from going past the line of Har Habayis, you may end up in a place that has Kedushas HaAzara. So we don't want that, whereas if the Kotel wall, if the wall itself were the wall of the Azara, so you'd at least be safe that you're not going to step over by accident into the Azara. But obviously, historically, we were able to prove pretty with pretty great confidence that it is not a Kotel Azara, it is a Kotel of Har Habayis, and that's why the Kotel Plaza is absolutely fine. But I don't think there's anyone left, really, that doesn't go to the Kotel Plaza. When it comes to sticking your fingers into the Kotel, so that's a different story, because that's a discussion whether Bia B'miktsas is Shema Bia. If you partially go into an area, is that called that you've gone into that area? So you might have if you hold Bia B'miktsas Shema Bia, and that the Kiddusha begins on the outer surface of the wall, wall, which is also questionable. One could have said that when they were Mekadesh the area, they wanted it, the wall is supposed to serve a function. It's supposed to block you from overstepping where you're supposed to go. So probably they built it just outside of the area of Kedusha. But if you want to assume that the outer surface of the wall is where the Kedusha begins, and be a mitzvah Shema Biyah, then you would need to go to the mikvah. You need to take care of whatever Tumas Zav you have. A Tame Mace is allowed to go in Har HaBayis. But someone who has a Zav or a Balkari would have to do that, would have to make sure he's no longer a Zav or a Balkari before sticking his fingers in the wall. And then he wouldn't be able to stick notes in the wall, which has absolutely no source in anything. But somehow, I shouldn't say that. There's some late sources on sticking notes into the wall. But okay, so how do we take care of Tumas Zav? So Tumas Zav also, you go to the mikveh, there's only one other problem with Tumas Zav, and that is that some of the poskim raise the issue of a sefer at home called Har HaMikdash, goes through the whole issue. He says that some of the poskim raise the issue that the Chazal goes there, that every Amma Aretz has a status of a Zav. So you can go to the mikveh and you won't be a Zav anymore, but you'll still be an Amma Aretz when you go to the mikveh, and Chazal goes there, every Amma Aretz has a status of a Zav. Mikveh is not going to solve that. So we would still have that problem of being a Zav midrabbanan, and that's how some of the poskim are concerned about. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, why does it, we understand you need, there's some sort of mitzvah hafrasha, la hafrisho, but why dafka to be mafreshim mi beso? Why do we have to be mafreshim from his wife? So says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda. So again, hacham mi beso lama piresh. That was the Gemara's real question. Why were we poreshim from his wife? So Tanya Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira Omer shematimsi ishto safek nida v'yavo aleha. We're afraid that he's going to find his wife a safek nida, and he's going to be boel her while she's a safek nida. So frek the Gemara, atu bereshi yaskinan. Really, this whole din was made to bringing him to this spot away from his wife was made to address a case where a guy is a Rasha, where his wife is a Safek Nida, and he's going to be Boler, Ela Shema Yava Alishto Vitimsa Safek Nida. No, the concern is not he's going to be Boel her while he knows she's a Safek Nida. The concern is that he's going to be Boel her, and then it's going to turn out that she was a Safek Nida, meaning they're going to find blood very shortly thereafter, and they're going to find out that she was a Safek Nida. If you look at Rashi, Shema Yava Alishto Va'achakach Timsa Safek Nida, you're going to find blood on the cloth that she cleaned herself off with, and you're not going to know, was this dam here at the time of Bia, or did this dam first show up after the Bia? Now a guy who is Boel Anida is Tameh for 7 days. So if we don't separate him for 7 days in advance, he's not going to be allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash in Yom Kippur if on the chance that his wife may have been in Nida while he was boel her. It's a bit ironic that we ask the question atu bereshia skinan. We have countless tales in Chazal about yes, there were very often kohanim gedolim that were absolutely rishayim that did all sorts of horrible things, but we wouldn't make a takana that to make every kohen gadol be mafresh mi beso. Forget about it. We wouldn't follow this. If it's a din d'oraisa, follow this din d'oraisa in a way that would separate him from his wife. If it were just for the rishayim, maybe the fact that maybe the Gemara is asking in the bayis rishon when they weren't in rishayim. So why were we already doing this? Maybe we had a tradition that was already being done in the bayis rishon. But that's why we do it, because of the concern of safek nida. Now I just noted from last time we learned Masechet Yemei 7.5 years ago. Rabbi Kivega raises the question that if the whole reason we're mafreshim from his wife is because of this chashash, that timsa ishto safek nida, so if that were the case, let's say his wife were in the middle of Yemei Tohar, if she were in the middle of Yemei Tohar, he wouldn't have to be porish him from her. What's Yemei Tohar? The halacha is that a woman, after she gives birth to a baby boy, is tamei automatically for 7 days. That's what Chazal Gemara Nida says, that lama mila lishmona, why is it that mila is on the 8th day? Because because we don't want everyone else to be overjoyed and happy and celebrating the Mila, and the father and mother to be sad that she's Asura to him, so they're not going to have that same level of happiness, not going to be able to celebrate together in the same way. So that's why Mila's L'shmona, because for 7 days she's going to be Tameh. On the 8th day she's already Tahar. So what happens on the 8th day? From the 8th day to the 40th day, she's absolutely Tahar. Absolutely Tahar means even if she bleeds, she's Tahar. No matter how much she bleeds, no matter when she bleeds, all dinim of Nida and Zava are suspended till day 40. So if she's for a boy, and if it's a girl, it's 2 weeks and 80 days. That's the beginning of Parshat Tazria. So if she's during that Yimei Tahar, you have no concern that maybe she's going to be a Suffolk Nida. Maybe she'll be Mekanech herself afterwards. She'll clean herself off after the Biyat and find blood on a cloth. Even if she does find blood, she's not going to be Tamea. So says Rabbi Kivegar, L'chora, if she's in Yimei Tahar, there would be no need to be mafreshim 7 days. So he says maybe the chum was a low plug. The chum were not mechalik between one and the other, and since they were misakin that we have to be parishim from his wife, they made that chiyuv by all kohanim, even if he happens to have a wife who's being made tower. The Rashba says that wait a second. There's a mitzvah whenever you come up with a chumrah, whenever you have a new chumrah, you always have to check: am I being makel in another halacha by trying to be machmir on point A? Is that by definition? Definition taking leniencies on point B? So the Rashba points out that aside from the from this chumrah being mafresh meyishto because of the chumrah of nida, he has a mitzvah of ona min hatorah, and nevertheless the chum still thought it was worthwhile to be machmir on this, even though he's being mevatel his mitzvah on ona, because kedai hu beis elokeinu and kedai avodas hayom la'abid aleim ona achas. That there was a Chazal did a cheshbon, and they said, well, on the one hand we could risk all of Klal Yisrael's avoda of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur that everybody's relying on for kapara. On the other hand, we could force him to miss an ona. So we think it's worth it. We think it's kedai hu to be ma'abed ona achas. But because the on Tisha B'Av, they were also mevatel the mitzvah of ona. It's not out of the question that they'd be mevatel the mitzvah of ona if they were mevatel tefillah bizmana on Tisha B'Av also for kavod beis elkeinu. Says the Rashba, it's the same thing. When are we mevatel ona? Not so easily. It's not something that we take lightly to tell a woman, okay, you can't go to the mikveh. Anyone whoever passes the Pesachei Teshuva quotes from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, I think that it's when you pass in Hilchos Nidushailas, it's terrifying because you can't. It's not a simple matter to just tell a woman that it's that she can't go to the mikveh. You can't just be machmir. Stam be machmir. It's someone's shalom bayis is at stake very often. You can't just stam be machmir. The Gemara says that the Bnei Eli are considered as if they were Boel, all these married women. Why? Because they were lazy about getting to their karbanos, so they kept them away from their homes for an extra night. They kept them away from their husbands for an extra night. And that was considered that they committed adultery. The Navi calls it, like, they committed adultery. So it's not something that we take lightly. When did Chazal, when would Chazal do this to be Mvatal Mitzvah Zona? Dafka when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Kedai hu kavod beis elokeinu to be mevatel ona achas. Okay, so that's the concern that maybe she's going to be a suffik nida. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabban Kamed Rav Chista, Kiman, right, that's what we're up to? Yeah, so Amru Rabban Kamed Rav Chista, Kiman, Krav Yekiva, Damar Nida, Metamez Baala. So we must be assuming, this whole discussion must be assuming, like Rabbi Akiva, that a nida is metame her boel. Di Rabbanan Hamri, Eni, the Metamez Baala. According to the Rabbanan, Anida is not metame her boel. What? What does that mean? According to the Rabbanan, a guy could be boel anida and he's not going to become tame. No, that's not what it means. What we're talking about over here is not a guy who's boel anida. We're talking about a guy who's boel his wife regular, and then afterwards she cleans herself off and she finds she's anida. So do we assume that she was already anida at the moment that he was boel her? So Rabbi Akiva says if she cleans herself off right afterwards and she finds dam, so then we assume that she was anida already when he was boel her, so he's tamei. Whereas the chacham hold, no, we don't make any such assumption that she was anida at the time of the bia. That's what it means that the chacham hold that she's not metamei as boel. But bottom line is there would be no such concern for the kohen gadol then. So I'm the Rav Chista, I feel tim rabbanon. We could even assume it's going like the rabbanon. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanon le Rabbi Akiva ela ba'achar achar avol b'char achar modulei. The rabbanon only disagree with Rabbi Akiva about achar achar, meaning if it had happens after Li'achar Zman, after right away. So there is a period of time that's called like right away, and during that period of time, right after the Bia, the amount of time that it takes to grab a cloth and wipe, that's it. That's the amount of time. It's a couple of seconds. So during that period of time, if she finds Dam, even the Rabbanon or Moda, that has status of Bo'ol Nida, but then there's Achar Achar. Then there's the time after that. I think the Gemara Nida actually says, Rashi probably fills us in over here. I think the Gemara Nida says that Achar Zman is immediately where she doesn't even move and she already has the cloth in her hand and she immediately wipes. Whereas Achar Achar is she has to take the time to get off the bed and grab a cloth to do it. So it's but we're talking about a matter of seconds over here. But once you're Achar Achar, that's where you have the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanim. But when you're within that very, very short time frame, immediately after the Bia, even the Chacham would be Moda that she would have the status of Anida Limafreya, and we'd assume that he was considered to be a Bo'al Nida. Why were the Rabbanim not Gozer to be Metame Bo'ala when it's Acher Acher? So the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak explains that the reason is because Tumas Bo'al, the Yisod of the Tumas is an Isser in the Maisa Bia. And the Chum were only Metame Lemafreya by Dine Tuma, not by Dine Isser. Meaning whenever it comes to Nida, he has an interesting idea. Whenever it comes to Nida, there are two elements of Hilchus Nida. This is the Kuzari writes. The Kuzari discusses one of the questions that's posed in the Kuzari is how come you still keep Nida nowadays? Why would the Jewish people still keep Nida? There is no Tumah and Tahara nowadays. There's no Beis Hamikdash. Why do we keep Nida? So the answer is that Nida has Tzvei Dinim. There are two distinct Dinim by Nida. Rav Yosef Engel has a whole essay on this topic. There's Dine Tumah and Tahara. So Legabe, you can't touch Truma, and you have to, it's Dinim of Tumah and Tahara. And then there's Dinim of Isser V'Heter, that Anida is Asura Labaila. Nowadays, we don't keep the Tumah and Tahara Dinim of Anida. A woman doesn't have to walk around the neighborhood wearing big day nidus, like they used to in the times of Chazal, in order that everyone should realize that she's Anida, and keep away from her in terms of what she could be Metame. We don't keep any of the Dinim of Tumah and Tahara. But what do we keep? The Din of Isser Labaila. So he suggests that the Tumah of Bo'el Nida is totally in the Isser of being Bo'el Nida. Now, this guy didn't do any Isser. Remember we said before, he's not a bad guy. His wife was not a Nida beforehand. So he didn't do any Maisa Isser of being Bo'el Nida. So maybe that's the Chacham's idea, that if he never did a Maisa Isser, then there shouldn't be if there's no definitive Maisa Isser at least, then there shouldn't be Tumah Lema Freya. The problem with that approach, it's a nice approach, the problem with that approach is at the end, the Gemara says that there is Tumah Lemafreya, even according to the Chachamim, if it's immediate, if it's right away afterwards. But at the end of the day, there are three zmanim when it comes to checking right after Bia. If it's Miyad, then she's Vaday Tameh. Then it's not even a question. If it's Achar Zman, then she's Tameh Misafik Daraisa, and the Boel is Tameh as well, and there's no Machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva. If it's Li'achar Achar Zman, then she's Tameh Lemafreya Mitakonas Chachamim, and whether the Baal is Tameh is Talim in the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Fine. Amar Rabbi Zera, Shmamina Bo'el Nida Eino Kenida V'Tovel B'Yom. So we see from here that a Bo'el Nida does not have the status of a Nida in that he can be Tovel during the day. Diamar Bo'el Nida Kenida Emas Tovel. If he really was just like the Nida, if a guy who was Bo'el Nida had the same status as the Nida, when would he be Tovel? Belele. So he would be Tovel Belele at nighttime. So Lamachar Hechi Avod Avoda. Then how would he be able to be Tovel? When would his man Tefillah fall out? If we're mafreshim 7 days in advance, and we're always concerned that he's a Bo'el Nida the moment before we're mafreshim, so his tevila would fall. Day seven is Erev Yom Kippur. If you have to wait till nighttime to be tovel, that means he's going to be tovel on the night of Yom Kippur. So how could that be? If he's tovel on the night of Yom Kippur, he would not be allowed to do the avoda the next day. The halacha is he has the status of a tevil yom until the first sunset after his tevila. So if his tevila already happened nighttime of Yom Yom Kippur, he's going to be tame as a tevil yom the entire day of Yom Kippurim. Elav shramina bol nidei no kenida. So we see that bol nida is different than a nida. A nida is tovel at night. A bol nida can be tovel during the day. By the way, a zav is tovel during the day. A zava is tovel during the day. It's not unusual for us to have the concept of someone that's tovel during the day. Really, bismaneinu, we're machmir, that all women have the status of a zava gedola, and that's why we count certain amount of days before we even let her start counting the clean days, because she has the status of a zava gedola. But for whatever reason, the Gemara discusses, we're not makel to allow her to be tovel during the day like we would a zava gedola. Zava gedola could be tovelas during the day, but there were goes that she shouldn't. Anyway, but for this guy, for the Kohen Gadol, a week before Yom Kippur, it has to be that he's tovel during the day. So in that way, he'll be completely Torah as soon as Yom Kippur starts. Rav Simon Adam, Rafilu Tema Bol Nida Kanida. He says, no, you could even say that a Bol Nida is tovel at night like a Nida. Aye, but isn't he then going to be tovel on the night of Yom Kippur and be Tamei all of Yom Kippur? We're Mafreshim Ibeso, not 7 days in advance, 7 days and a little bit in advance. A Shah Achas before Shkiyas HaChama. And that way, that eighth day before Yom Kippur counts as day one, because Mikzei Yom Kikulo. So therefore, his Lel Tevila is not going to fall out on the night of Yom Kippur. It's going to be the previous night of Erev Yom Kippur, and as soon as Yom Kippur starts, he's going to be completely Tahar. So Meisve, Kol Chayavi Tevilas Tevilasim B'Yom, Nida V'Yoledas Tevilasim B'Layla, Nida In, Boel Nida Lo. How can you say that the Boel Nida he's just like the Nida, and he's Tovel Belayla? We say that all Chayavei Tevilos are Tovel B'Yom, with only two exceptions, a Nida and a Yoledes. Those are the only ones that are Tovelos Belayla. Well, a Boel Nida is not Tovel Belayla. So how could you, Rav Simi Min Arda, say that the Boel Nida is Kenida, that he's Tovel Belayla? So says Mar, Nida v'kal da'asi mirebuya. A Nida and anyone who comes as a result of the Nida. Meaning when we say that a Nida is one of the exceptions, this counts as part of that exception. He has the status of a nida for in that regard, because he comes mitoras nida. That's a very important phrase. I'm sure there's some lumdus on that, on what the status of boel nida is. We discussed before, is it a function of the iser nida, or is it a function of the tumas nida? But even if we assume pashtus, it's a function of the tumas nida. So is it its own type of tuma, that a boel nida is its own type of tuma, or is it that he's become tame from the nida? Now there are certain halachas that would lead you to believe that it's its own independent tumah. It's not that he's contracting tumah from the nida. It's that when you are a boel nida, you're tummy. Mashal ma davar doma. A guy becomes a zav. So this fluid comes out of his body. He becomes tummy. How does that work? Is it that the fluid was metameim, or that no, someone who's ziva leaves his body is the source of tumah? It's not that the fluid was metameim. So in that case, it's pashut that it's the second way. It's not that the fluid's metameim, because in order for something to be metameim, it has to touch the outside of your body. So even if it shoots out where it never even touched any part of the outside of his body, he's still tameh, because someone who had tumah leave his body is someone who had ziva leave his body becomes a zav. It's an avatumah. An avatumah is the source of the tumah. It's not a secondary tuma. He's not a tolda. He doesn't get it from someone else. So by boel nida, kol da asi mirebuya makes it sound like it's a tolda, right? That the guy who's boel nida got the tuma from his wife. Whereas one could have argued that no, it's not asi mirebuya. He got the tuma on his own because he's a boel nida, and he is an avatuma. So as a boel nida, unless you say asi mirebuya doesn't mean that he got the tuma from his wife. It just means that he got it because of the fact that his wife happened to be a nida when he did this meisa. Okay, meisve. So says Mar Balkari Kemaga Sharet, Boel Nida Ketami Meis. My love Lutvila. But don't we say that a Boel Nida has the status of a Tami Meis? Doesn't that imply that he goes to the mikvah the same time a Tami Meis would go to the mikvah, which would be during the daytime, not during the nighttime? So it says Gemara, lo, the Tumasan. When we say that Boel Nida is like a Tamei Meis, we mean with regard to his Tumah, that he's Tamei Tumas Shiva, he's an Ava Tumah, like a Tamei Meis. But not that, as opposed to a Balkeri. Balkeri is only Tamei Tumas Erev, only has that day where he's Tamei. The Boel Nida is going to be Tamei for a full 7 days. Right? Anytime anybody's Boel anything, even when his wife is not a Nida, he becomes a Balkeri. So the Balkeri is going to be, that's an automatic tumah anytime a man is with his wife. But when she's a Nida, he becomes an Avatumah, he becomes Tameh for 7 days. So Tumas and Behedik Sibahu, Haitumah Shiva Kasubay, Haitumah Shiva Kasubay. Says Gemara, that's what we need this price to teach us, that a Baal Nida is like a Tameh Mason in terms of the number of days that he's Tameh. All you need to teach you that is the Chumash. You read the Chumash and it tells you that a Baal Nida is Tameh for 7 days, and that a Tameh Mason is Tameh for 7 days. You wouldn't need a special drasha to teach you that. Elolav l'tvilasa l'tvilasan. So isn't it a raya therefore that it's for the tvila that we're talking about, and not for the tuma? So don't you see that the tvila of a bowl needs during the daytime, not at nighttime? So it says more lo liola l'tumasan. Now it's talking about the tuma. It's talking about how many days it's actually tame. Aye, it's pashut if you just read the chumash. You don't need a brisa to teach it to you. So sefer tzrichalei elashachamur. The chiddush is in the next line of the brisa. It's not in that line that we equate Baal Nida with Tumas Meis in regard to the fact that both of them are Tumas for 7 days. The Chiddush is the following line. Ela shechamru mimenu Baal Nida shemetami mishkav moshav betumah kala letame yochlin amashkin. That Baal Nida is more Tameh, is worse in a certain way than a Tameh Meis, because mitami mishkav moshav. What does mishkav moshav mean? It means if he sits on, let's say, 10 cushions, even 10 cushions, one on top of the other, and he never touches the bottom 9 cushions. He's only coming in contact with the top one, but his weight is on top of them, is on top of the top one, all of the 10 cushions are Tameh. They all become Tameh, even the bottom one becomes Tameh, because that's Tumas Mishkav. By a Tameh Mace, that doesn't happen. Tameh Mace is Metameh things bimaga. Tameh Mace touches things, so they become Tameh. So the Tameh Ochlin Mashkin, meaning that cushion can then be Metameh Ochlin Mashkin, cannot be Metameh Adam Mekalim. The cushion won't be Metameh another cushion. It's not going to be Metameh Adam Mekalim, like any other, like other Mishkav Moshav, Zav and Nida Mitzorah, that are Na'avatuma, they're able to be Metame Adam Mekalim. I'm sorry, not the cushion, the Baal Nida himself. A Baal Nida is different than other men, other people who are Na'avatuma. A Zav, Zava, Nida, Mitzora, they're Na'avatuma, they could be Metame everything. But a Baal Nida, it says, Kala Mishkav Asher Yishkav Alav Yitma, Natko Akasum Mituma Chamura, I'm reading from Rashi, Natko Akasum Mituma Chamura, De Mishkav Nida Atzma, Shemetame Adam. We take it out of the Tuma Chamura of Mishkav Nida, that's Metame Adam, and say that it only has tumah kala to be metame ochlin umashkin. If it were a tumah chamura, the Torah wouldn't have said anything, and we would have known that its mishkav is tameh like mishkav nida. So we see that its mishkav does not have the status of mishkav nida. I said it right the first time, that the mishkav only has the ability to be metame ochlin umashkin. The mishkav does not have the ability to be metame adam mekelim. So tashma the tani rebbe chia zava zava. So it says beferish that a baal nida, the tvila of a baal nida, is biyom and not belayla. So it says where tiyufta. Okay, in a chinami, that's a tiyufta, and anyone who wants to say otherwise. So I asked the Gemara a very fundamental question. Instead of being mafreshim from his wife, why don't we keep people away from him so that no one dies on him? So that Tumas Meis is Hutra B'tzibur, so we don't have to worry about Tumas Meis. Ravina Amar Afilu Tema Tumas Meis Duchuyu B'tzibur, Tumas Meis L'Shchiach, Tumas Meis L'Shchicha. Even if Tumas Meis is only Duchuyu B'tzibur, but Tumas Meis is uncommon, so we don't have to worry so much someone's going to die when you're talking to him, but Tumas Nida is very Shchiach, so we had to make extra precautions with regard to Tumas Nida. Again, I apologize for starting late. I apologize for being unprepared. Okay. Oh, yeah.